With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. January 9th is being declared a National Day of Mourning in honor of former President Carter. President Biden made the declaration following Carter's death on Sunday. He called on Americans to assemble in their respective places of worship on that day to pay homage to the memory of the 39th president. Biden also ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half staff. The order will be observed for 30 days. Elon Musk is backing Speaker Mike Johnson as the top Republican in the House attempts to secure support ahead of Friday's speaker vote. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The tech mogul's vote of confidence followed President-elect Donald Trump's complete and total endorsement of Johnson earlier in the day. Musk wrote in a post on his social platform X, quote, "I feel the same way. You have my full support." Trump's and Musk's backing could be key as Johnson seeks to hold on to his speakership with a narrow majority. Johnson's control of the House was thrown into question after a rocky, last-minute push to pass government funding earlier this month. Johnson thanked Trump on social media, saying he was, quote, "honored and humbled to receive his support." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a German government spokesperson says Elon Musk is trying to influence that country's elections. Correspondent Charles Deledesmo reports.
The German government has sought to downplay efforts by tech entrepreneur Elon Musk to get involved in the country's election campaign by repeatedly endorsing AfD party.
Es ist so, dass
Christian Hoffmann, German government spokesman, tells lawmakers, "It is indeed the case that Elon Musk is trying to influence the federal election through his statements. He's free to express his opinions. One does not have to share this opinion." Musk caused an uproar over the weekend after backing the AfD in a major newspaper ahead of key parliamentary elections, leading to the resignation of the paper's opinion editor in protest. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their kids change their gender ID. The legislation was a priority for Democrat lawmakers who wanted to stop such policies passed by several districts. In Delaware, a new statute will require state employee health plans and Medicaid plans for lower-income residents to cover abortions. This is SRN News. A government agency is issuing a warning to the sports world after the home of an NBA superstar was robbed.
The FBI is warning sports leagues about crime organizations targeting professional athletes. This comes following a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. ABC News obtained an FBI report outlining how homes are targeted for burglary due to the perception that they may have high-end goods like designer handbags, jewelry, watches, and cash. The NFL and NBA had issued security alerts to their players after the break-ins, some of which have come when players were with their teams for road games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Biden administration is dumping even more money into Ukraine, announcing $2.5 billion in assistance. Biden said the U.S. will continue to work to strengthen Ukraine for the remainder of his time in office. More details at srnnews.com.